Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, January the 10th. Driving into the studio early every morning, I have one advantage. There are very few cars on the road, and many of the stoplights that I encounter are flashing yellow, so I'm not required to stop and wait. But as someone who has driven in Madison for almost 20 years now during busier times, I do see people almost always going through yellow lights, and usually a car or two will keep crossing the intersection after the light has turned red. Have you ever pushed your luck to get through the light before it turns red, or even after it's turned red because you don't want to wait for another cycle of the lights? Or maybe you've witnessed someone who has done this? Well, there is a bill under consideration at the state capitol that may make you think twice or other leadfoots to think twice before running a red. The bill would allow local municipalities to set up cameras at intersections that will take pictures of drivers if they run a red light. And then the owner of the vehicle would get a ticket mailed straight to his or her door. Do you think this is a good idea? Or not? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. You can let the author of a bill that would allow this know your questions and views. He is Josh Zepnik, a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee, lead author of AB 528. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy, and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Why do you think this is a good idea?
Well, first of all, I just want to make a quick correction. Actually, the cameras would take pictures of the rear license plate. No one in the car or very much of the car itself would actually ever be photographed based on the legislation.
Okay.
That's an important distinction because, you know, I'm trying to focus this thing strictly on the enforcement and safety portions of it. We're not trying to create a camera system that can track, you know, who's doing what, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I actually both got interested in public service and government, as well as safety, these kinds of road safety issues. Just as a quick side note, when I was a young guy out of college, because my family lost a sister to a drunk driver, and so I became very painfully aware of how we kind of take for granted in this country and in our local communities that we have the right or privilege to drive, and you know we all get so used to it because we're such a mobile society that it's common human nature to take some liberties. And you know, I'd be lying if I said I'd never, you know, I drove perfectly the speed limit or never was trying to squeeze through a yellow light myself. And so I stress to people that, you know, I'm not, when we're working on legislation like this, the idea is, you know, sort of twofold. Short term, to reduce infractions at high accident intersections, and long term, to provide a public safety tool so that tickets don't even need to be issued, so that people are following the lights and are not getting into collisions. I happen to have the great fortune of having a constituent who's an alderman on the Milwaukee City Council who spent, I think, roughly 15 years as the safety director for the city of Milwaukee. And part of his job was, you know, overseeing crossing guards, mm-hmm. helping to work with the city engineering and planning departments on intersections and design, and a variety of other measures, you know, that take into account public safety here in the city of Milwaukee. And through his travels and experience, came across how different cities and states had the authority to utilize these red light traffic cameras and issue a citation. It does have, it's been found, the research shows that it has an effect on not only cutting down on accidents, but it can free up some manpower time in terms of police officers sitting on a motorcycle or in a squad car and just really being idle until they pull somebody over. And then, of course, at that point, it's after the fact.
Yeah. And we need to change state law in order to allow this to happen in local municipalities?
Yeah, well, and so the alderman approached me and said, mm-hmm. you know, would you be interested in doing this? Because in order for the city of Milwaukee or any other municipality in the state of Wisconsin to do this, you need to change state law in order to accommodate the fact that right now on the statutes, as it's written, a sworn police officer has to not only witness you running through the red light, but has to physically issue the ticket. So the two things we'd be changing are, it would not be witnessed by a human being. It would be caught by, the license plate would be caught by camera, you know, using electronics so that, because the camera will know when the lights turn, before the lights turning red, and we'll be able to focus in on anything that's in the intersection. And then the second thing is, of course, issuing the ticket. You know, there won't be a human being issuing the ticket. It'll come, it would come typically through certified mail along with a photograph of the plate in the intersection at that time. There will also be warning signs prior to you going, to motorists going into the intersection, so that they are warned with enough time to, mm-hmm. Reduce their speed or get ready for a red light. And that has also proven to be an accident reduction factor in other cities. And I don't know what it's like in other parts of the state. I represent part of the south side of Milwaukee, but, you know, we're the state's largest city. We have a lot of other public safety issues, and some might argue, I would argue that there's other higher priorities than having cops sitting around, you know, for several hours trying to catch people running red lights.
We're going to check our weather forecast and welcome callers. We are wondering if you think Wisconsin communities should be able to place cameras at intersections that would automatically take pictures of the back license plate of cars that run red lights, and then cite the owner of that vehicle through the mail. No police officer would pull you over to ask you if you know why you're being pulled over, but you would get the ticket along with the photograph via the mail. Is this a good idea or not? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is the author of the bill that would allow this in Wisconsin, Democratic State Representative Josh Zepnik of Milwaukee. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're tuned to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, January the 10th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, Ben's guest will look at the presidential candidates in terms of the cost of their campaigns and wonders if it makes more sense to go offshore with the manufacture of American politics. So find out more about that and what that means after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We are talking about a bill under consideration at the state capitol that would allow Wisconsin communities to use cameras at intersections to try to crack down on drivers who run red lights. And we welcome your questions for our guest, Josh Zepnik, Democratic State Representative from Milwaukee and lead author of AB 528. And your bill, Representative Zepnik, got a hearing this week at the state capitol. What happened?
Yeah, actually, we were in front of the Assembly Urban Affairs Committee, and needless to say, there were a number of people had some questions about how you would implement something like this. I'm not sure if I pointed it out earlier, but another thing we were stressing during the public hearing 2 days ago is that this is permissive language. This would only enable or authorize a municipality to have to be able to implement a program like this. In the case of Milwaukee, where it was proposed by my alderman, Terry Wachowski, there would still need to be a vote at the city council and it's signed into law by the mayor, and they would have to pick a vendor to, actually manage the program. There are a number of companies that make these cameras that can, do this function. But we had a good hearing. One of the biggest questions were sort of technical things from the Department of Transportation as well as some of the people on the committee when it comes to how this would be viewed as a violation. Would it count, for example, against if you have a suspended or license, or would there be demerit points? I'm not so much interested in having this be a heavy punitive thing. Obviously, the costs need to be recovered, and the revenue needs to match up properly for the infraction of the law, which is going through a red light. We're working on some tweaks right now, and it's very possible that we would amend it so that it would not be the same as same level of violation, if you will, moving violation, as it is currently when a police officer witnesses the action and then pulls you over and issues you a ticket. So there wouldn't be points, and it wouldn't count against your driving record.
Well, we've got lots of callers who have questions. Let me go first to Les in Toma. Hi, Les.
Hi. Yeah, I just had a question on, and I think you're talking about it. If the person who isn't driving, or just the owner, gets the ticket, you know, how is that going to deter the person from, driving? And I've witnessed it, and it does upset me, too, when people, especially they go out in the intersection and wait for their light to turn red so they can turn left because they don't want to wait for another cycle. But, you know, if somebody steals my car and they're involved in a bank robbery and then my car's identified, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me that...
Yeah. What if the owner of the vehicle isn't driving the car and it's something like
right.
this?
Yeah, very good question, and one that's come up a number of times as we've drafted this. But first of all, I mean, the way it works right now... you're right. The motorist that gets pulled over would be issued the ticket because it was witnessed in a moving violation. And under this, the owner of the vehicle would get the citation. And the way we're working towards it now would be more of a straight civil forfeiture as opposed to a moving violation. But, you know, the bottom line is that under the law and, frankly, the way most insurance companies work, as an owner of a vehicle, you are still responsible for what takes place in that vehicle. And when you lend your car to somebody voluntarily, there's a number of things which you can still be held liable for under the law. And so that's something that the local municipality could clearly have a sort of a resolution process in place so that if your car gets stolen, for example, that's a great example. Clearly, in that case, you're not going to be expected to pay a fine, right? If anything, you're going to be hoping that you get your car back.
Yeah, you even have a provision in this bill that accounts for that.
Yeah, I don't know that we need to put it in the legislation so much as that the local unit of government would need to.
Yeah.
Those are legitimate questions.
But if your teenage son is driving your car, tough luck. You have to pay that fine.
Well, correct.
Yeah.
Just like if that teenage son, and I think I might have done this once when I was a kid, you know, gets into an accident, you know, it's the insurance rate of the parents that's going up.
Right,
and
right.
Usually what that the effect of that has is that the parents say, you're not supposed to be doing that. Don't do it again. And so the system kind of works.
Right.
If you prevent future mistakes, if you don't, you're in a sort of, you know, circle of problems.
Yeah. We had a call from Dave in Forest Lake, Minnesota, who says that he believes in Minneapolis, a court threw out legislation like this because the driver can't be held responsible for everyone driving his or her car. So are you aware of any kind of legal challenge in Minneapolis or Minnesota over this?
No, I haven't heard anything, in fact, about that. I know other cities are using this. In fact, in the Chicago and Illinois area, there are a number of traffic control camera systems in place for various things, you know, the I-Pass tollway system as well as on city streets. And it could be that the way I don't know, I can't refer to the Minnesota thing because I'm not familiar with it, other than if it had issues about demerit points or your record, then there might be a conflict there because you don't have due process to fight that ticket. But this would be more like a parking ticket in the sense that you'd be paying a fine. Just like if you lend your car to your next-door neighbor because theirs is in the shop and they get a parking ticket, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the owner of the car is the one that's going to have their license suspended if the ticket's not paid, right?
Yeah.
Their license plate pulled.
Now, we're going to really get into some nuts and bolts here because Les brought up a situation that actually is one of my pet peeves, but I do this all the time because I think it's the law that you can do it. When you pull into an intersection, when the light is green and you want to make a left-hand turn, sometimes the oncoming traffic just keeps on coming, and you know the light turns yellow and red before you can proceed. Am I going to get the possibility of a ticket for doing that? Taking a left-hand turn after the light has turned red up in the intersection?
You know, I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. from the standpoint of the legislation, that's not a level of detail that would really apply because, and the reason I say that is not that I think it's a valid concern, but I think it's a concern that's going to change from one community to the next depending on how they do their traffic lights and how they enforce their traffic codes. And, you know, my sort of preliminary research on the different system, electronic systems that are used in other cities and states is that, you know, you can have the technology can accommodate noting the difference between the two things. If anything, it's probably more likely that the reason you had to wait is because somebody was running a red light.
Right, exactly.
And that person would get the ticket.
Yeah.
So in the long run, I think this is going to even itself out. But no, it's a very good question and something that the local unit of government would have to work on and roll up their sleeves to make sure that it's because, I mean, these things are going to I mean, every kind of technology malfunctions at some point, right?
And the technology is that something, the camera clicks if it senses wheels going through a red light or something along those lines?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how it you know goes step by step, but
or
I mean,
motion senses the motion or whatever.
It has the ability to. I mean, the pictures that I saw from other cities, showed a very blurry car because of the fast speed and a very clear license plate. How they do that, I'm not an expert on the technology, but
well, let me get a lot of other callers in. Victor in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning to you again. I live on Milwaukee South Side myself, and I'm near a strip called National Avenue between 27th and 35th Street. And I have reservations about this bill because you need police enforcement as far as a motorcycle, patrol cop, or patrol car because a camera won't help this situation because on this side of town, you're dealing with a lot of teenagers with unregistered vehicles, a lot of illegal aliens who shouldn't have a driver's license and are driving unregistered vehicles, or people whose licenses are revoked. And I see it, a week doesn't go by where you see some kind of carnage, a piece of a reflector, a piece of a bumper, whatever. Some car damage, is damaged property, knocks lamp poles over. To me, a patrol car, a motorcycle, or a beat cop is a better deterrent than a camera because these people, they're not going to abide by the law. And again, if you have a situation where you're creating laws for people who may abide by the law, but what about the people who could care less about the law?
What about the people who care less about the law?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty big question. I mean, we can't stop making laws just because people won't, you know, there are some people that won't follow them. So I would respectfully disagree. Obviously, as a Southside legislator, I'm pretty familiar with that stretch. And I grew up literally on South 27th Street myself. This is not to replace every piece of law enforcement. This is one extra tool that would be used at certain high accident intersections. It's not to say that there wouldn't be additional use of law enforcement on the roads in some other parts of the city. It's not to say that you're going to completely take away the rights of police officers. I mean, let me put it to you this way. Milwaukee police will still have the authority to go after somebody who's speeding through a red light and pull them over and check them out for any other number of violations. I don't see that changing. And the things that you're talking about, younger drivers, unregistered vehicles, all those things, you know, I think are very serious matters. I'm very familiar with it. We just passed and signed into law a bill that helps the city of Milwaukee tow unregistered vehicles. So,
I have to jump in because we have a newscast from National Public Radio, and then we will be back. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Thursday, January the 10th. We are talking with a state lawmaker, Democratic State Representative from Milwaukee, Josh Zepnik, about his bill that would allow municipalities in Wisconsin to put up cameras at intersections to try to catch and crack down on drivers who run red lights. Right now, current state law doesn't allow this, and his bill would change that. We wonder if you think this is a good idea. What would you think if your town put up a camera at an intersection to take a picture of a vehicle running a red light? Your license plate would be displayed in this photograph. You'd get the photograph, and that would be stamped with the time and date and a traffic citation. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest. And John in Verona is our next caller. Hi, John, you're on the air.
Good morning. I've got a follow-up, if you would. But what about turning left on right on red? I drive Madison, and they won't stop at a red light if there's nobody coming. They'll go right on through there at 5-10 miles an hour.
You mean they won't stop at all to even
they
look?
They will not stop at a red light, at the red light, if they're not going to make a right-hand turn.
Mm-hmm. Does your bill go into detail on that?
Yeah, the bill doesn't address something like that. Clearly, it is in a lot of minutes. I can't speak for every municipality, but my own experience is that it is a legal action in the state of Wisconsin to turn right on red. So I understand that some people aren't very good about how they do that, but this particular bill and any ordinance that would be following it would be going after people who are breaking the law in terms of going through a red light, typically at a high speed. So I don't know how the camera would even be able to catch something like that, but I think in that kind of a situation, you'd have to contact somebody at your city hall or whatnot to figure out how you best deal with things like that. I can tell you that, speaking of Minnesota earlier in the hour, that in a lot of places in the Twin Cities where I went to grad school, it is against the law to turn right on red. It's a very different thing over there. Most intersections, it's illegal because of the safety issue.
Mm-hmm. You had a follow-up, John?
Yes, I do. The thing of it is if you put those up, that's fine, per se. But why don't they hire more policemen? You don't have to. Okay, now hang on. The thing of it is, they got what they used to call meter maids. I don't know what they call them today. That got less money than a regular policeman has. If we're going to pay a cop $70,000 a year, why can't we get a pyramid type deal where you have a certain group, and when they come in, they can be the motor end of it.
I don't think our guest—that's up to your local municipality, not our state legislator. I don't think, you know.
Well, I think the other answer to the question is—and I think it's actually a legitimate issue. For better or for worse, though, John, the city of Milwaukee does want to hire more police officers. We don't have a whole lot of money to spend to do that without massively. We can only raise our property tax a certain amount based on state law and the levy limits, and we don't have alternative sources of revenue that are easily available to us. We have no more land left to develop, and so we're kind of locked in on economic development to a certain extent. But the real point, though, is that, where do you draw the line in terms of how many officers you're going to hire to do these kinds of things versus other public safety measures, mm-hmm. responding to calls because somebody's garage was broken into or a shooting or another, pile-up that has, human life impacted. So it's a matter of setting some priorities, and the way we're kind of looking at it, at least here in Milwaukee, is could this be a tool? Not a replacement, not an answer to all of our problems, and not the only thing to use to improve traffic safety, but could it be a tool that would not only help catch people it would pay for itself, but as a long term, because we know changing human behavior takes a long period of time, that we could encourage people and then give them an incentive to pay more attention in accident-prone intersections. That's what we want to do. At the end of the day, I want to make sure that people's loss of life or property is reduced as much as possible, just like we do with seatbelt laws, drunk driving penalties, et cetera.
Yeah. The National Motorists Association has objected to this type of photo enforcement, and it says that these ticket cameras do not improve safety. Do you have evidence otherwise?
Yeah, we do, actually. And I've heard from that group in the past 5 years since I've been in the legislature, and I'm not quite sure who they represent or where they're coming from half the time. They tend to oppose a lot of legislative measures that are intended to improve traffic safety. We've gotten support from any number of groups, the League of Municipalities, the Police Association of Milwaukee. There's a lot of data from the various national groups that do studies on traffic safety and from the insurance industry that show that there's a lot of good statistics that these things can have an impact. And again, it's up to that local unit of government to figure out how to best make that happen.
Yeah. Todd in Toma is with us now. Hi, Todd.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good.
I would just was wondering what your guests thought about. It seems to me that the UK really pioneered a lot of this, and there was a survey a year ago in the UK in December that where 79% of British citizens agreed that Britain had become a surveillance society, and 51% were unhappy with this.
Yeah.
And I just it worries me that I don't see this as. I would see this more as a first step than you know, an end-all, that I don't think it would stop just with traffic light cameras.
A slippery Big Brother slope, Josh. Is that
yeah, I mean, it's a very, very important thing, and it's something that I take really seriously because I'm not interested in a surveillance society. I'm not interested in government having cameras tracking what people are doing. We had this debate come up, frankly, in the city of Milwaukee about a year or so ago, because some businesses have set up cameras focused on sidewalks to catch crime on the streets. And people wondered whether or not that was a legitimate use of technology, and I would argue that it's pretty questionable in that case. This is very tightly focused on the rear license plate, so it's not taking any pictures of who's in the car or what they may or may not be doing. I can't speak to England. I'm not familiar enough with it, and I don't represent it. In my area, I think there are a couple of intersections where we could put this in place, and it could be a helpful tool. And if it's not, and people really are upset with it, or if it has problems, I can imagine that that the local officials are going to hear about that and make changes.
Again,
you don't have a reasonable right to privacy when you're on a public thoroughfare. It's a public road, and all of us pay for it. And I think that's something that's important to reinforce, because when you go on that road, you not only do you not get a reasonable expectation of privacy, but you have a massive expectation of safety.
Yeah.
And that gets violated when any number of us would do things that, you know, purposely or inadvertently put ourselves or others at harm.
Let me take another caller, Ron in Two Rivers. Hi, Ron.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I completely disagree with your guest. A couple of analogies. I was in a position to have to purchase 14 pool vehicles with the company I was in. It was in an area where there were cameras. One of the vehicles was targeted. In this case, it was not at an intersection, but it was on a highway, targeted at a high rate of speed. I had to go answer for that violation and could not determine who the driver of the vehicle was. Now, it was not
where
in the
was this?
It was not in the United States. But
oh, okay.
The issue was, and the analogy is, I have four vehicles in my household, yet the citation's going to come to me. And then the other thing I would suggest you think about is, I've heard every caller so far, no, I haven't heard one person in support of this bill. And what does it say to you as a legislature that you're hearing from people who don't support this? Do you stop and think about the fact you were sent there to legislate based on what the people want, not what your personal preferences are? Because I don't think that...
Well, I would disagree with you about that, because if you were at the public hearing, and certainly I can share with you, because it's all public record now, that there were a number of people in support of it, and I haven't heard anybody necessarily say that they're outright opposed to it completely on the phone this morning. What I've heard is that they have
questions,
and that in a democracy, that's what you do, is you propose something, and you let people sound off on it, and then you try to fix it as you move forward. What I'm doing is not creating a mandate, sir. I'm saying that if a local unit of government wants to pass a city ordinance or a village ordinance and have it signed into law by their mayor or village president or whoever is the top CEO there, that they can have that authority and follow some of the policy that we've set at the state level, but implement it in a way that fits their local level the best. Now, when you're talking about fleet vehicles and things like that, if this thing is a civil forfeiture that doesn't have points, that doesn't go against your driving record, I mean, I don't understand how it's any different than if you have a fleet and somebody gets a parking ticket and then the state sends the violation to the owner that's listed on the car's registration, which would be the business owner. I don't see how their two are different.
Yeah. We're going to check the weather forecast once again, and then more calls for Josh Zepnik, who is a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee, lead author of Assembly Bill 528, which would allow municipalities in Wisconsin to place cameras at intersections to try to prevent and crack down on people who run red lights. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's now 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Thursday, January the 10th. We will talk about abortion rights in our next hour. Advocates on both sides of this issue are gearing up for a big debate this winter. A bill is likely to be introduced that would repeal the ban on abortion that is still on the books in Wisconsin, but it's not enforced because of the Roe v. Wade decision. And some state lawmakers are saying we've got to pull this ban on abortion off of the books in Wisconsin in case Roe v. Wade is overturned. We'll hear from legislators on both sides of that issue coming up in our next hour. Right now, we're talking about whether or not we think this is a good idea to allow Wisconsin municipalities to place cameras at red lights or at lighted intersections that could catch people blowing through red lights and send them a ticket in the mail. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Lots of emails, too, on this topic. Megan in Maguanago read an article in Popular Mechanics that said these lights can be dangerous because they cause accidents. What happens is that cars stop too quickly when they realize they are going to have a camera take a picture of them, and then they get rear-ended. Have you heard that one yet, Josh?
Actually, I have heard that, and I can't help but chuckle a little bit because that means to me that that person's traveling above the speed limit to begin with, which is also a violation of the law.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pretend like I'm perfect either when I discuss these things. I'm just being a little funny here, but, you know, the point of this is not to make the world perfect, and the point is not to say that there aren't going to be, you know, things that are exceptions to the rule. The point is to say that this in a particularly in larger urban areas where there are certain intersections for whatever reason, high traffic utilization, maybe there's something about the design and from an engineering standpoint, where cameras can be used in place to help enforce and catch folks going through red lights and issue the ticket, but also over a longer period of time prevent future accidents and infractions of it. I mean, this is the other thing that I want to point out to people is that, again, and this is, I think this shows you how over the years we become accustomed as motorists that it's our right to have the ability to drive, and it's not. It's a privilege, and it's something that is, you know, has to be done through rules and laws. Otherwise, it's not safe for all of us to use the public highways anymore. And, you know, we get accustomed to certain behaviors and practices. I myself, you know, can be running late for a meeting, and all of a sudden you realize you're going too fast or this or that. People get distracted. They're on cell phones now or doing text messages, or I've seen people watching movies in their cars or television.
Mm.
So my point is that, you know, you need to take into account that this is not going to be, you know, something that is at every intersection or is going to completely replace the human law enforcement officer from observing things or making sure that that the roads are safe. It's just one additional piece that could be added to a portfolio in a given city so that we can help keep the road safe. And in the case of Milwaukee, free up some police officers to be used in other kinds of public safety efforts, responding to calls from people who, you know, have been burglarized or held up or something like that. We have a particularly high amount of violent crime in Milwaukee, and we want to be able to have officers responding to that as well. But, you know, don't forget, even if you're well-intentioned, you're running late for work, and you really wanted to make that light, statistically speaking, you have a real risk of either hurting yourself or hurting or killing somebody else. I don't think it's worth it at that point, you know, to have saved yourself 3 minutes if you're then in a wheelchair or dead.
Scott in Menasha is with us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I don't agree with this as it stands because I don't understand why they would focus on just the back license plate of the car without the driver being involved for proof. You're going to have all kinds of controversy. It wasn't me. I don't understand why they don't go to like the side of the car with the driver for proof. And if they're going to go through putting these cameras up, why don't they make it a video camera? You might have some proof if there were accidents as to what happened. And why don't they throw a radar on it right away and hand out forfeitures for, you know.
Well, they're on for speeding. Yeah, there are cities that do that. That's being done down in Illinois. This particular proposal doesn't address speeding. But it's quite possible that if this were signed into law and cities decided to enact their own ordinance, that they could have the technology modified in a way to do other kinds of things. I don't know the answer to that question, but you know, this issue again about the owner of the vehicle versus who the driver is. I mean, it's important to reinforce that if we're talking about modifying my original bill, so that which makes it a moving violation and shifting it into amending it so that it's a civil forfeiture, much like you would get a parking ticket. And, you know, again, if I borrow my wife's car, it's registered in her name, and I get a parking ticket, she's going to get, and I don't pay it, she's going to get the notice in the mail from the State Department of Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it works pretty much everywhere I can think of. And I'm not interested in taking pictures of people in their cars. I really am not. I think that would be counterproductive, and I don't think it would do a darn thing for public safety. And I think it would create even more controversy and more problems, frankly.
And we did get an email, Andy in Onalaska, wanting to know what happens if the car is registered in two or more names. Well, my husband and I are both on our vehicles. One or the other has to pay it. That's the way it goes.
Right.
Yeah. Heidi in Milwaukee.
Well, I would assume, Joy, that you would just tell your husband to pay for it.
I'm the one who writes the checks.
That's what my wife would tell me, at least.
That's right, but it comes out of the same pot.
Yeah.
Heidi in Milwaukee, go ahead.
Okay, living in Milwaukee, I see a lot of poorly timed lights, and the traffic does not move very efficiently through here, so I can understand why people try to run lights so they can make better time to wherever they're going. Why don't you have, like, you know, the major cities look in timing their lights so you can go, you know, a few blocks without having to stop? I mean, that would be one of the easiest ways to stop people from running late because they wouldn't have to then.
Well, and there has been some adjustments to that. We heard testimony from the city of Milwaukee 2 days ago at the public hearing that, in fact, they have done, in certain intersections, some modification to allow that yellow light to stay up a few seconds longer,
mm-hmm.
which helps get traffic moving through, depending on what the, you know, you got to remember, all this is done based on what the speed limit is, you know, on that particular thoroughfare. And they're not going to set the lights up to encourage people to go 55 if the speed limit is 35. You know what I mean? So I think part of what you're saying makes sense, but, you know, I'm certainly not passing any bills to tell people in cities how to set up their traffic lights. I mean, what you just got done saying is something that, frankly, the city council, you know, ought to be taking a look at. I know a number of intersections, ma'am, and I agree with you that the lights are not always very well timed in Milwaukee. I mean, I've sat at red lights, and there's no traffic for 3 minutes, and I can't get through it because the light is red.
Right.
And you wonder, why is that not a flashing red light, and why is this almost encouraging speeding and people doing dumb things like trying to break through the intersection? I agree with you. But, you know, that's a piece-by-piece, you know, case-by-case kind of thing.
Yeah, and again, your bill would allow cities to look into doing this. They'd still be, whatever, passing their own resolutions
right.
through their city councils.
Yep.
This doesn't mean that every city's going to start setting cameras up if your
Correct.
Bill passes.
I would be surprised if everybody did, but I know in Milwaukee there's a lot of interest.
And Randy in Sullivan, hi.
Hi. I disagree with your guest. Okay, as a taxpayer, I expect a level of due diligence of my public officials. And with that, I expect that the person committing the crime be charged and fined and such. Okay, what he does tickets the car, not the person. I, too, have had someone that I've known killed by a drunk driver. And I am glad that they caught the drunk driver, not the car that did it. Okay? I think this is a serious Big Brother issue.
I don't know. Explain what you mean by just by saying that they caught the person but not the car. I don't even understand what that means.
Well, I want
the drunk driver or the person running the red light to get the ticket, not the car to get the ticket or not the license plate to get the ticket. Okay, you mentioned Illinois as an example.
They're two different things. If you're if you hit somebody and you're drunk, you know, my bill, you're still going to get arrested for drunk driving and having the accident. I don't understand. I know in the case of my own sister that they found the driver because he left the scene of the accident because neighbors saw the plate and the cops used the plate to find out where the driver lived. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
We don't have time to really go into that example and because we're almost out of time here.
Yeah, I hear you.
What's the next step for your bill in less than a minute?
Sure. We're going to, because we have had a number of questions about moving violation versus civil forfeiture, we're trying to work with people on the committee in the Assembly Committee on Urban Affairs to make changes. My preference would be to not have it take points away, to not have it go on the record, but to be a fine that would be paid to the municipality, and we're going to just kind of keep moving forward with any other technical issues that come up, and my hope would be to, do that over the next 2 to 3 months or less, and get it passed through the onto the Assembly floor and off to the Senate.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Josh Zepnik, Democratic State Representative from Milwaukee.